Well, the 30 players in front of the courthouse, which is the Revolutionary Council headquarters right on the seafront, has turned into a very large demonstration in favour of the revolution and against Gaddafi. Thousands upon thousands have turned out to pack the seafront. They are waving not only the old Afghan, the old Libyan flag, the pre-Gaddafi flag, but also a lot of French flags as well, after France recognized the revolutionary government as a legitimate authority in Libya. The Libyan Revolutionary Council, in reaction to the European Union meeting today, has now come out and said that further sanctions against Gaddafi and more political pressure on him is not enough, that they want to see not only a no-fly zone, but actually airstrikes against Gaddafi's forces, and that's because the rebels themselves are now coming under increasing military pressure, being forced back from Ras Lanuf, which is about a three-hour drive from Benghazi, and they fear that that Gaddafi, after threats from the regime yesterday, is going to only increase the military pressure on the revolutionaries.
It's interesting because they are in Europe. Sarkozy has taken a lot of flak from his fellow EU leaders over that, some would say, rash decision to recognise that faction. But he seems to have become a popular hero almost overnight in Libya.
Sorry, I couldn't hear that question.
Yeah, I was saying that Sarkozy has taken a lot of criticism from his fellow European leaders for his decision to recognise that faction yesterday. But he's got a lot of popular support in Libya, it seems.
Yes, indeed. I think the French recognition is sufficiently popular. I think revolution is also a sort of phrase. Ordinary people, as I say, on the streets are waving French flags. They have printouts of the French flag, which is the word because it's not a question of recognition. So many people in Bengal have certainly in the revolution. So it's open the way to material force. And material they want to include airstrikes.
The line's getting pretty rough, Chris, so we're going to have to leave there, but thank you very much.